So we left off yesterday, we were discussing the Chasam Sofer, almost Chiddush, Agami Chiddush, within Rashi Shita, within the Sugya of Zerubbishela, the entire Sugya of requiring Shishim. So we start out by saying that Tosfos' approach to the entire Sugya of Zerubbishela, the whole magic number Shishim, is most likely only mid Rabbanan. Because, not that Shishim is only the Rabbanan, Shishim could be potentially Deraisa, but by Min B'Shein Omino. The Gemara is talking about Min B'Mino. So the Pesukim we're talking about Min B'Mino, we're talking about an aisle in the Sarah Zeroa. So it's hard to believe that there's any Deraisa that's really taking place. Because with Deraisa, the guiding principle is always going to be Boto Barov. But Rashi seems to disagree. Rashi seems to say, no, that Shishim is a real requirement in the Torah. It's derived from Pesukim. Chasam Sofer said that it's such a chiddush, the idea of shishim, that it doesn't even have to correspond to the notion of tam. Even if you hold that tam kikas on a midrabanon, you could still require shishim. That was a real breakthrough. The breakthrough was the Chasam Sofer, that shishim stands on its own 2 feet, not only as an expression of tam. And then the Chasam Sofer went one step further and he says, once I'm telling you that shishim is such a din b'fnei atzmo, as a shira Torah of bittul, doesn't at all correspond to tam, then it can equally be true by min b'she'en amino, as well as min b'mino. So according to Rashi, I have a startling statement that I have a tarovus of min b'mino, and I always thought with the rice sechad b'trei bato, that was the starting point of everything the last couple of months. It's not true, says the Chasam Sofer, that's Rashi, that mid raisa you really do require shishim. Aye, the Gemara says with the rice sechad b'trei bato, that must be yavish b'yavish, balach balach, all the rules are different. So that chiddush gadol of the Chasam Sofer b'das Rashi, we thought that was such a chiddush, we couldn't believe anybody else held that way. But then we came to the realization that there's a Tosfos that says it. Just about explicitly, there is a Tosfos that says this. So in order to appreciate this Tosfos, let's go back to the Mamkos for a second, back to number 6, and just reacquaint ourselves with the background the Tosfos was discussing. Just the very end of the show yesterday, we mentioned that there's a din that truma is bottled by echen umeya. Unlike other Yisurim in the Torah, there's a special halacha concerning Truma that you require 100 times in order for it to be batel. So Tosu says on the top of page 6 of Mem Kamos, the Kamos tells and says, B'sifrei Darish, in the Sifrei, we derive this halacha, Mimikdisho Mimenu, to Truma Ola B'Yachanumea. Mikdisho Mimenu is a pasuk that appears in Pashas Korach when the Torah tells us that you have to separate Truma and Maisra. So it says you have to first separate Truma Gedola and give that to the Kohen. Then you separate Maisra Risha and give that to the Levi. But you're not done yet. You have to also separate Truma Maisra. You have to separate 1/10 of the 10th, what's called either Maisra Ben Maisra or Truma Maisra. It's the same thing. And that 1/10 of the 1/10 goes to the Kohen. Now that 1/10 of the 1/10 is Kaddish. That's like regular Truma. So there's Truma Gedola that goes to the Kohen, and then the Truma Maisra, the smaller amount, goes to the Kohen as well. And the Torah calls that smaller amount Mikdisho Mimenu. It's the Kodesh part, it's the holy part, it's 1 out of 100. So the Sifrei is the following drasha. Just as the Torah tells us that 1 out of 100 has to be Kadosh, there's nothing, you can't change that. 1 out of 100, that's Chag Lo Yava. Chup Gedola, you can give whatever you want. Minotaur, you want to give a 10th, you want to give a 50th, you want to give a 100th, you want a 1,000. Midaraisa, you can give the smallest amount. Midarabanan Chazal recommend the 40th, 50th, 60th, all the different shiurim as to what a person should give. But Midaraisa, there's no shiur for Chup Gedola, but there is a shiur for Chup Maisra. It has to be under all circumstances, 1 out of 100. Comes the Sifrei and says, just as Truma has to always be, at least it's got to be 1 out of 100, so too, you see that the Torah gives chashivas to the number 1 to 100 in terms of truma. One drop of truma is going to solve the whole problem of the 100, everything else. So too, when it comes to Isurim, when a little bit of truma falls into a pot of chulin, to a pot of kosher food, the shiur is going to be 100 as well. Actually, it's not exactly the same thing. One's talking about taking 100 and being mouth of the devil. One's talking about truma becoming bottled into tarovis. But as I state in the Sifrei, says that just as truma is bekadesh echad to 100, so too it causes problems, echa to 100 as well. And then the Sifrei goes further. So Tosu continues. Sifrei says, va'orla v'kili akerem. What if you have a little bit of orla fruit in the first 3 years, a little bit of orla that's also usur, and it falls into a pot of food? Or kili akerem means if you have wheat, barley, and grapes, we'll plant it together, so the resulting produce is usur, be'achila, usur, be'anah, that's called kili akerem. So Sifrei says, then it's be'echer masayim. Then the shear bittol for orla kili akerem is 1 to 200. Where in the world did that number come from? Sifrei continues. To be tok, she'kofel isur, or kofel aliyah. So that Orla and Kili HaKerem are twice as Osir, so to speak, than Truma. Truma is only Osir B'Achila, but it's Mutar B'Hana. I'm not a Kohen, I'm not allowed to eat Truma, but I am allowed to derive benefit from Truma. There are certain kinds of benefits that may be problematic, but for the most part, Truma is Mutaris B'Hana to a non-Kohen. In contrast to Orla and Kili HaKerem, that the Gemara derives from Sukkim, are Asurim even B'Hana to everybody. So you see that in terms of hierarchy of Isurim, Orla and Kili HaKerem are twice as also, so to speak, as Truma. Truma is only also B'Achila, Mutaris Ba'na. Orla and Kili HaKerem are twice as also. So Sifrei has a very, very striking phrase. The Sifrei says, Mitoch Shekofel Isuro, Kach Kofel Aliyoso. Just as the Isur of Orla and Kili HaKerem are twice as bad, so too the shear that's necessary to be Mevatel is twice as much as well. So if you would just walk away from the Sifrei HaTanoim, look at Tanoim, Adarshim Psukim, and Psukim and Kavachemes, you would think that, well, these are all Dinim and Daraisa, that Truma requires 100, and Orla and Kili HaKerem require 200. So Tosfos says in one fell swoop, V'yasmachta bi'almahu. Tosfos says, come on, none of this is really Daraisa. It's such a difficult drasha, these drashas. First of all, just because the Torah says that you take off Truma's Maiser, 1 to 100, what in the world does that have to do with Truma falling into a pot of food and trafing up the pot? Number two, this is a very, very hard kavachayim to understand. This is also Mechila, this is also Bano, and therefore it's twice as bad. I mean, that's a very strange way of speaking. It's twice as bad. The whole concept is very, very difficult. The whole Sifrei B'Tchil B'Yatzayif doesn't sound like it's talking on a level of Daraisa. And Tosu says the reason it doesn't sound like it's because it's not. In fact, it's not. And this whole thing is all Medarabon. This is the view of actually most of the Rishon. There is a Ramban in Maseches Chulin that quotes one possibility that maybe this affair really does mean it. Maybe this is a din derais 100 and 200. But again, conventional wisdom is like Tosus that this whole thing with chilav itself is only midrabanan. So what would the din be on the love of derais? Tosus machtevach. Tosus just threw out these chumras of 100 and 200 and said, these are not real. These are all chumras midrabanan. But what in fact would be the din derais? So Tosus continues. If you want to know, if you'd ask Moshe Rabbeinu, what would he tell you to do if a little bit of truma fell into your pot, or a little bit of oil of kila kerem fell into your pot? So the answer would be, with the rice, a truma of oil of kila kerem, betelim berobiyam, shemalach b'shishim kishari serim. On the love of Daraisa, the same as all the Rishurim. On the love of Daraisa, there is not a distinction whatsoever between Truma, Orla, Kili HaKerem, or Chaz and Avelos and Trefus, etc. The rules of Bitla are all the same. Chumras, Midirabanan, Maisuch, Midirabanan, of 100, 200, all stories for different reasons, but with Daraisa, there's not a slightest bit of difference. And what was the Shirum Daraisa? So Tosus kind of just in passing. Tosus didn't even have to tell you the Shirum Daraisa. The real goal of Tosus was just to say, and by the way, this is only a smachta, and what's the din Daraisa? Ayin Maseches Chulin. That's all Tosus could have said. But Tosus, Im Faraspa, they already don't want to leave me hanging. So I tell you, by the way, let me just fill in to you what the dinim Daraisa are. So what are the dinim Daraisa? So Tosus gives you two different dinim Daraisa. Tosus says, B'telim B'rov B'yavish, U'balach B'shishim, Kishari Surim. And if it's a tarobus of yavish b'yavish, it's three pieces. Let's say I have one orla apple and two regular apples. So if you ask Moshe Rabbeinu, it's bottle barov. Or if I have one piece of truma and two pieces of chulin, dry pieces of fruit, it's bottle barov. That's the din deraisa. But if it's lach balach, then by the way, just don't forget, you require shishim min haTorah kishar isur, like any other isur. So let's isolate that line of those for a second. If it's lach belach, there's a mixture, there's transferring of liquids, so all of a sudden the halacha requires shishim, kishari surim, really? Is that true? Well, it depends what kind of tarobus we're talking about. If we're talking about a tarobus of min b'she'eino mino, then Tosfos' statement is correct, according to those who say tam kik is deraisa. That would be a true statement. But if Tosfos is talking about tarovus of min b'mino. Again, I don't know yet what Tosfos is talking about. But if Tosfos is talking about a tarovus of min b'mino, so then That is not a true statement, l'chora. To say that balach is b'shishim kishari surim, since when is that? That's not true. Whenever you're dealing with the tarovus of bin b'mino, so then midaraisa, the shir is barov, no matter what. Lach balach yavish b'yavish. Unless the chesam sofer is right. So we have to hang on for a bit. Put the chesam sofer back on the back burner for a moment. So the tosis is a little bit striking. And again, tosis didn't even need this last line. That wasn't even the point. It wasn't even the thrust of the tosis. The real point of the tosis was just to highlight that the numbers 100 and 200 are not real numbers in that Torah. That's all tosis needed. In passing, tosis said, and by the way, let me just tell you what the din d'oraisa is. It's not relevant anymore because we already bound by the dinim d'rabban of 100 and 200. But just in case you're interested theoretically to know what the din d'oraisa was, so tosis says, by the way, this is it. It's berov b'yavish uvalach b'shishim. Now, we don't know whether Tosis is talking about min b'mino or min b'sheino mino, but the answer is we do know that. We have to know that. You know why we have to know that? Because if we're not talking about min b'mino, then the entire dinim of 100 and 200 don't apply. The entire shiurim of 100 and 200, the Mishnayos say almost explicitly in Maseches Trumos that the whole of those chumras of 100 and 200 were only instituted by min b'mino. So we know that Tosis is talking about min b'mino, and even though Tosis is talking about min b'mino, they still had no qualms to say, oh, by the way, balach b'shishim. Balach b'shishim in a Torah? Really? Is that true? So this is not my kasha, this is Rabbi Kivager's kasha. So if we take a look at the 8th of the Marmakamas, so Rabbi Kivager, in the Gilan HaShas, on this Tosis has the following observation. Kushali, haba min b'mino, says Rabbi Kivager, presumably we're talking about min b'mino, right? And therefore, gam balach b'tal min atar b'rov. Isn't the shir rov? After all, we don't have any mokor to say shishim by min b'mino. Min atar doesn't make any sense. And then Rabbi Kivager plays with us a little bit. He says, ve'im min m'she'eno mino, and maybe you're going to tell me a story that Tosis is talking about min m'she'eno mino. He says, if that would be true, then there's no shear of 100. That truma b'kuf alaf hanem midrabanan, because that chumah midrabanan was only said by min b'mino. Zulas, the name of the kavanah said Tosos be'eino mino b'tam mino b'shma. So then Rabbi Kivager goes on a whole story to try to emphasize. The simplest answer to Rabbi Kivager's taina is that in Hochinami, that Tosos actually subscribes to the shita that we never heard of before until yesterday. Tosos subscribes to this idea that yes, midaraisa barov, that's true, min b'minos barov, but by lach balach, everything changes. And what would be the source for that? Zerah b'sheila. So the Balei HaTosfos in Ash Sugya could never say this. Because the Balei HaTosfos in Chul and Hel, the whole Zerah b'sheila story was only an asmachta v'yam, where the Torah never really meant it, and don't derive anything from it. The whole thing is not true. But not every Tosfos is bound to every other Tosfos. The Balei HaTosfos is different Tosfos. The Balei HaTosfos in Maseches Bava Metzia were probably holding along the lines of Rashi, along the lines of the Chassam Sofer's version of Rashi, that Shishim is required min HaTorah for min b'mino. So it's interesting, just from the family point of view, is that which Rabbi Kivager said, he couldn't be Masi, couldn't understand it. He's not sure what's the Tzarchi and Lord of a Deichach in the Tosfos. His own son-in-law was the Chassam Sofer. So the Chassam Sofer solved the problem. But Rabbi Kivager, he probably had not yet married his daughter when Rabbi Kivager wrote this. Rabbi Kivager and the Chassam Sofer were basically contemporaries. It was the Chassam Sofer's second marriage, or whatever it was. It was the Chassam Sofer's first wife who died young, and then he remarried the daughter of Rabbi Kivager, but they were very, very close in age to one another. So they would write back and forth in Torah to one another. So apparently Rabbi Kivager was not aware of his Shekel Torah from his son-in-law-to-be yet that would have solved this dilemma of his. Anyway, I hope part of this is just a shirayim of the previous sugya. So when all the dust settles, we have one question to ask ourselves. This whole sugya, Zerah b'sheila, is there anything real d'oraisa taking place in the sugya at all? So we said, according to conventionalism, like Tosfos and that sugya, nothing. Minatara, none of this is true. D'oraisa, this follow rov and call it a day. And then Rashi, the Chassam Sofer, turned around and said, no, not true. There's a real d'oraisa happening here. There's an absolute sheer bittul required for shishim. Even if Tamkika is Dirabbanan, and even if it's bin b'mino, no matter what, Shishim is a real bona fide Diraisa. So again, two very, very different approaches to the sugya as to what our take is. Shishim ultimately Diraisa just on its own merits, nothing to do with Tamkika? Or is Shishim bin b'mino not even shaykh to call it Diraisa? Maybe by Mimshayim, maybe it's an expression of Tamkika, but more than that, it's not going to be. So that was just the Shirayim, so I think we're ready to. Ready